Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Now, what about feel good? I love a bit of feel good. Deirdre McGuire brings it to us. Dr. Johnny Bloomfield does as well. So does Sal Hanvey. When it comes to our relationships, one of the things apparently we look for is good character, whether from friends, potential dating partners, or even employees. Now, psychologists have identified 24 positive character strengths, the things to look out for. And we all possess them to a different degree. I'll very quickly tell you what they are. Creativity, curiosity, judgment, perspective, bravery, perseverance, zest, honesty, social intelligence, kindness, love, leadership, fairness, teamwork, forgiveness, love of learning, gratitude, spirituality, self-regulation, humility, appreciation of beauty and excellence, prudence, hope and humour. Those are what make us special. I want to speak to Dr. Johnny Bloomfield about this. Which are the most important ones when it comes to success in life? How do you rate them, Johnny?
Oh, good morning, Frank. Nice to talk to you this morning. Yes, the idea of character, it's something I've paid a lot of interest in over the last sort of 5 or 6 years with the nature of my work. And it's, of course, it's been one of those words that I've heard an awful lot just over the last few days, you know, particularly in the world of football. Talk about certain characters. We had the FA Cup at the weekend, and we see teams having character. I heard about it in our church sermon. We were focusing on leadership and the importance of characters in our leaders. And of course, isn't that one of the things we love to say in Northern Ireland? You know, about somebody, oh, he's some character, that boy, isn't he? So I just love this approach. So it's about we've been talking throughout January.
I'm not so sure, by the way, that calling someone some character in Northern Ireland is a compliment. I would imagine that if I was to say about Robert, my producer, he's a man of great character, that immediately suggests that he is a decent person. If I say to people, Robert, I work with, he's some character, it might suggest that he's got his fingers in the till, you know, that sort of way. I'm not so sure that's a compliment.
True, but it might also mean he's hilarious. He brings a lot of humour and fun, and he's great to be a great person to have in a group.
Well, this is true. It's all about character. Tone. If you say, oh boy, he's some character. Oh, be jibbers, he's some character. Now that you're loving him again.
Exactly, but I was intrigued by the whole science behind character. What is character, and how do we assess character? And I came across a movement which is positive psychology, and led by a chap called Martin Seligman. And back in the early part of this millennium, 2000 to 2003, there was a large research study which involved 55 scientists, and what they wanted to discover was what are these qualities of mankind that stretches across the entire globe in different cultures and different contexts, and what is best in everybody. And they reviewed the history of what philosophers have said over time. They looked at texts across different religions, and so it looked at the greatest thinkers, and they inquired about remote dwellers like Inuits in northern Greenland or the Maasai tribes in Kenya, and they were able to get this collection of 24 character strengths that you read out earlier on, and they categorized them in 6 different ways. There's wisdom strengths, like your thinking strengths, you have cognitive or courage, strengths, which is all about high emotional strengths, and your humanity, interpersonal, justice, which is your civic strengths, then temperance, which protects you against overindulgence, for example, and then transcendence would be how you connect to the world and provide meaning in life. So those 24, really, what excites me is that we all possess all 24, but as you rightly said, they're in different amounts. Some of us will be drawn to some of those 24 strengths in much greater significance than others. And what we're looking out for out of the 24 is, what are your top five? And my top five would be love. You know, love's the most important thing for me. Then honesty comes very closely behind that. Then I suppose with regards to my work, I love curiosity. I love creativity. Love like solving problems. And judgment has to come in there as well, because, you know, you have to weigh up the options. What's the best choice to take? So those to me are my five. Would there be any of those 24 that are drawing strongly to you, Frank?
Yeah, it's interesting now that you say it, because creativity, I'm not creative, apart from maybe if I write something I can be creative, but I'm just useless with my hands. But I have to say curiosity is definitely high up there. Judgment, I'm perspective, bravery, perseverance, zest. Do I have any zest? Honesty. Honesty's important. I also like to think that kindness, you know, I like to think kindness and forgiveness jump out, and I like a bit of humor, you know. Spirituality, I think that's important too, but yeah, you're either into having a spiritual element to life or not. Humility. Gosh, I love a bit of humility. You know, for someone as perfect as me, I like a bit of humility.
So you can name them all, because you have them all, but yeah, as I say, we have them in different amounts. It's like, to know your signature strengths, so like, if I took one away and told you couldn't do that, couldn't forgive anyone for a whole month, or you couldn't show kindness, or you know, you weren't allowed to be curious, you weren't allowed to go online or read a newspaper or do any, or ask anybody any questions for a whole month, would that be totally away, far removed from you as a character? I'll ask another question. What do you think Hollywood, what do you think of the category, or the ingredients of a good Hollywood movie out of those 24? They stand out a mile.
Yeah, for a Hollywood movie, gosh, you know, gosh.
Hope. All the movies are built on hope and love and forgiveness and bravery and perseverance.
Are they? You know, I'm with you now. I'm with you. But I have to say, I haven't given enough thought to the movie industry to know what they're built on. And I can't remember the last time I was in the cinema. But having said that, I agree with the way you fired those out there. Yeah, you are right.
What's fun is when you start to know your 20 to 24, you start to do an exercise like strength spotting. So you when you watch a movie like Shawshank Redemption, you see hope, kindness, love, perseverance, it all stands out. But I also love seeing strength spotting in people. So I love my football. So I love like looking at two managers. Guardiola shows humility, leadership, self-regulation. He never gets flustered, never seems to get animated. Guardiola is a very...
Do you not think he gets a bit short-tempered? Do you not think he gets a bit grumpy?
But within his, I think he's composed all the time. He's in control always. Klopp's the other one. He's zest, isn't he? Zest, honesty, humour. He's always laughing and smiling with those pearly white teeth of his. It's great fun to do strength spotting. The other thing to be careful about, though, right, there's a balance point. So if you overuse or underuse any of those 24 strengths, that takes you into territory of stepping away from character. So, for example, curiosity is a one. So if you overuse your curiosity, what do you become? You become nosy.
Yeah, you're climbing up the drain pipe, peeping into people's rooms. You don't want to be doing that.
There's a wee bit. You don't want to overstep the mark. And then if you're underusing curiosity, you're showing no interest. You're disinterested. So there's a tipping point to every single one of them. And that's good to have, and to develop your character, develop your awareness. It's all about being that self-aware, being able to strength spot in yourself and in others, and being able to then recognize You know, are you playing to your signature strengths? Are you using more of them? And the whole reason why we're even talking about this is because human beings, we all default back to negativity. So if somebody tells you, if you get 10 positives and one negative, the only thing that will grate you is the negative comment that was made against you. So we're hardwired for negativity bias. Whereas if you can think of this, of using your character, it's all about flourishing your strengths and not focusing on what you're weak at and what you're not so good at. It's like dial up the good things that about you. Be you, be your character, and flourish as the things that that bring you your best qualities.
This is good advice. As I say, when I talk to Jerry Maguire or talk to you, Johnny, I always feel as if I've been on the couch with the expert, and I just to get a sense that my mind is a little wider and it's considerably more open than it may have been when I got out of bed this morning. So if people want to log on, it's johnnybloomfield.com.
Yeah, but Frank, we're gonna put up a social on U105 Facebook today. There's gonna be a little post about character strengths. We're gonna show the 24, but we're also gonna provide a link to any listener. It's a free link where you can do a survey, and let's take an assessment. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes online, and it's totally free. And you'll get to discover your 24 strengths in their order, and obviously you'll see your top five, which will be your signature strengths, and that will maybe give everyone a bit of a lift today. Think, right, that's who I am. That's my character. I'm going to play that role far more in my days.
A better understanding of yourself. Johnny, thanks a million. Thank you. Go to our social media as the day goes by if you want to indeed find out more about yourself. Johnny, thank you.
Wonderful, thanks.
Dr. Johnny Bloomfield from johnnybloomfield.com.